this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. What if I tell you there is a non-surgical, non-injection way of dealing with ED that will give you an erection within minutes? Well, stay tuned to find out. So what we're talking about is called the penis pump. And you know that the FDA approved penis pump for treatment for erectile dysfunction. The medical term for penis pump is vacuum erection device or vacuum constriction device, VED or VCD, and is often recognized for therapeutic use for ED and for penile rehab, or penile rehab meaning to rehabilitate the penis after prostate surgery and also radiation to the prostate. The primary medical benefit is that it's the effective treatment for ED is reported. The 77% of men using this are very happy with it. The benefit is enhanced blood flow to the tissue. And how it does that, it creates a negative vacuum in the cylinder to create an erection. This is what the penis pump looks like. The one I recommend, it has a plastic cylinder and then a gauge right here where you can tell how far you pump it up to and then a handle, okay? So it creates a negative pressure. So how it brings in blood flow is that because of the negative pressure, it brings in blood and oxygen to the corpus cavernosum or the tissue of the penis, and it prevents the muscle from atrophy or shrinkage, and it expands the muscle, so it improves elasticity and responsiveness of the penis. The studies have shown that using the penis pump improve oxygenation to the penis from non-treatment at 49% to 67% after using the penis pump at this point. So think of it as a workout for your penile tissue. So while it's expanding the muscle of the penis, it also can break down scar tissue, or a term for this called cavernosal fibrosis, because scar tissue sets in if you have ED. Let's say if you have ED, you're not able to get an erection. And during the time you're not getting an erection, you're getting penile shrinkage or atrophy, scar tissue development. The muscles are just not as healthy because not getting enough oxygen, and it doesn't become elastic as well. It's not as flexible. So there's really four benefits from this. And it also keeps the penile tissue healthy. So the penis pump, like I mentioned before, is also can be used for rehabilitation of the penis after prostate surgery or radiation as well. It offers a non-invasive treatment for ED, and it's FDA approved. There's only 7 manufacturers that make the penis pump for this, and it's very effective actually for physiological ED, because 95% of ED is due to physical causes, and the penis pump is less expensive than medication or surgery. And medication is compatible if you get treatment with our treatments such as the Get Heart System, where we use stem cell therapy along with supplement and along with shockwave therapy and Botox, because the long-term use of the penis pump is tissue preservation, meaning use it or lose it. If you have ED, your muscle shrinks and it atrophies. So you use the penis pump, it will actually maintain the size. And studies have shown that using the penis pump can increase the size and length and girth by approximately about 1 inch at a time. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself is exhausting, But here's the truth. You are not broken. You are not alone. You don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. So let's talk about how to use the penis pump. And let's really kind of take this out of the closet of being dirty and porn to being now a medical device that is approved for ED. So how you do that is that you will put lubrication. Let's say this is the lube that I have. You will put the lubrication on where it touches your pubic bone. So you will put it in, and it touches your pubic bone. You'll put the gel lubrication here and also on the inside right here, the cylinder right here. So generously put lubrication there. Then you would put your penis in, you push it straight to the pubic bone. Now you can do this while sitting at the edge of the bed, while sitting at the edge of a chair, or you can even do this on a recliner. I'm going to put a picture that you can, how you can sit in the recliner that can be very comfortable to use the penis pump in. And you can also do this standing up against the wall, kind of like doing a little squat. And because that way you can push it against the pubic bone to get that tight suction. So you want to do that. And when you do that, you want to also make sure you pull down the scrotum so the scrotum doesn't get suctioned up into the cylinder. And it does take some adjustment a little bit to get used to. But believe me, you're not going to burst your penis in the cylinder at all because it's not going to do that. One of the side effects is that you can have bruising if you become a little bit overzealous with the suction. You may have some swelling in the penis, but that will go down in a few days. So you position yourself either as sitting on the edge of the chair or standing, put a lube on here, press it against the pubic bone, and then you want to make sure you pull down the scrotum so you're not suctioning the scrotum into the cylinder. And then you will slowly just do a few pumps and maybe just go to about 5 millimeter of mercury right here, about 5 millimeter of mercury, and kind of stop there. Don't go all the way. See, okay, how am I feeling now? Are you comfortable with it? And oftentimes you feel, okay, I'm comfortable with this. It may feel very full. It may feel like maybe the discomfort in the beginning, but give yourself some time, about a minute or two, and then do it again. And the goal is to get to about maybe 85 to 90% of your erection and then leave it in there for about 10 minutes. You don't want to go more than 10 millimeter mercury, which is right here, 10 millimeter of mercury. You don't want to go past that. You want to go between like about 5 to 7 or so, but not more than 10. You want to leave it in there suction for about 10 minutes. And then once the time is done, you just press this button here to release it. And then we release the pressure and then you can pull it out. I recommend that you do this routine for 10 minutes in the cylinder, at least twice a day. You can do it consecutively where you can pump, leave it in there for 10 minutes, take a 10 minute and deflate, take a 10 minute break, and then you suction in the pump and leave it in there for 10 minutes. So you can do that or you can do it separate time. Just make sure that you use plenty of lube and sit or stand or in the recliner. And it may be beneficial if you do shave because shaving will create a tighter seal and that to take some time. And that you got to make sure you adjust your scrotum because one of the big mistakes is that you don't pull down your scrotum. It'll be suctioned to the opening and it'll be very painful. So it does take some trial and error first few times, but I can assure you, you're not going to harm your penis in the penis pump. The worst thing is that you may have some swelling You may have some bruising, but that will get better. Now, you don't want to go more than 10 millimeter of mercury because it's going to cause more discomfort. Now, you don't want to use a penis pump if you're on blood thinner or if you have a blood disorder. And also, if you're allergic to any type of lubricant to make. But you can also try to use coconut oil as well, too, as an alternative to the lubricant. And the main thing is that it will rehabilitate and kind of take your penis to the gym, do a workout, and bring blood flow to the penis and give you an erection in a few minutes. And you can coordinate this with sexual activity, because when you do this before intimacy, it may actually help you last a little bit longer. And the benefit is that you may even gain in size as you do this for long term. And it's about 3 to 4 months. However, if you stop using a penis pump, then you will go back to your original size. That time, Joe, you're not going to have any more shrinkage than you were before you started. And that it is a way to really take your penis to the gym and keep it healthy. And if you're not getting an erection, this is a good way to prime your penis for the erection as well. And it's also FDA approved for treatment of ED. So I hope you find this helpful and encourage you to start thinking about the penis pump aside from being dirty, and that you can only see it in porn. It's actually an approved medical device for ED. Take it out of being dirty to now being used as a device to help men with erection. And you can use the penis pump if you don't have ED, because it will help maintain your penis to be healthy. And also, it will give you a little bit of increase in size. So let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you ever heard of the penis pump before. And to check out our store here, where we have the penis pump available at ednomore.com. Just know, if you have ED, you are not alone. Do not suffer in silence. They're all alternative to ED treatment, and you don't have to suffer with taking the pills or even do surgery. We are here as a resource for you. That's why I created the Modern Man Club. It's a safe and discreet space where we'll work together to coach you into sexual confidence. Again, check it out here at noedman.com. I will see you in the next episode. Let's go do this. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.